Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, pejabat sementara Perdana Menteri Australia Michael McCormack menolak menarik kembali pernyataannya yang membandingkan kerusuhan di gedung Capitol dengan aksi protes Black Lives Matter. Kelompok pembela hak asasi menganggap pernyataannya sangatlah menyinggung dan mereka mendesak McCormack untuk meminta maaf. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Sofia Petrovic bagi SBS News. Pejabat sementara Perdana Menteri Australia Michael McCormack menghadapi kritik atas rangkaian pernyataannya, termasuk menganggap aksi protes Black Lives Matter sama dengan serangan massa ke gedung Capitol di Amerika Serikat. Ia menolak mencabut pernyataan tersebut dan bahkan menggunakan slogan All Lives Matter.
Now I'm not going to apologize because I said that violence in any form should not happen from a protest, and irrespective of what the agenda of that protest was. But in Australia, we're concentrating on rebuilding our economy, on making sure that we've got the health outcomes. Now, America, yeah, look, there's things going on there at the moment which are very, very unsavoury, you know, but the concentration of the federal government, of myself as acting Prime Minister this week, is on rebuilding our economy and protecting lives and saving livelihoods. That's what I'm about. And that's what I'll always be about.
McCormack juga menolak untuk berbicara kepada anggota pemerintahan mengenai penyebaran informasi yang salah secara online, termasuk saran kesehatan yang tidak tepat tentang pandemi virus corona. Anggota pemerintah penyokong, George Christensen dan Craig Kelly, dikritik karena menyebarkan pandangan mereka yang berlawanan dengan saran kesehatan federal, termasuk promosi penggunaan hydroxychloroquine sebagai obat COVID-19. Christensen memposting dalam dukungannya terhadap pernyataan Trump mengenai kecurangan dalam pemilihan presiden, dan menyertakan pendapatnya bahwa memakai masker dan kunci tara tidak berhasil menekan penyebaran COVID-19. Sementara itu, Kelly memposting klaim yang sama, yang baru-baru ini membandingkan pemakaian masker sama dengan perundungan anak, meskipun peraturan tidak mengharuskan anak di bawah usia 12 tahun menggunakan masker di Australia. McCormack mempertahankan pendapatnya untuk tidak mengkritik pernyataan-pernyataan tersebut dengan menyatakan hal itu merupakan bagian dari kehidupan demokrasi.
Facts sometimes are contentious, aren't they? And what you might think is right, somebody else might think is completely untrue, and that's part of living in a democratic country.
Perusahaan media sosial raksasa Twitter dan Facebook baru-baru ini menutup akun Presiden Donald Trump setelah minggu lalu terjadi kerusuhan di gedung Capitol di Amerika Serikat dengan alasan resiko kerusuhan dan kekerasan dapat berlanjut. McCormack mengatakan ia tidak mendukung aksi sensor seperti itu di Australia.
Some of what my colleague puts up on Facebook here is very much true, but people on Twitter sphere, they don't always like it. Well, you know, toughen up, I say. We don't always like what's written about us. I mean, there was somebody yesterday who wished that I got COVID. Well, okay, that's his view. Pretty nasty view, pretty unsavoury view. I don't share his view. I'm not going to say he's right. I'm not going to say he should be censored, but it was anonymous. So, you know, I say to people, I'm not in favour of censorship. I'm a former newspaper editor. I don't believe in censorship.
Juru bicara bidang kesehatan Partai Buruh Chris Bowen tidak setuju. Ia menyatakan banyak orang yang secara sengaja mengabaikan sistem kesehatan yang seharusnya ditarik mundur.
The acting Prime Minister has said that Craig Kelly's campaign of medical disinformation is a matter where facts can be contentious. Well, facts are facts, and the fact is that Australia has done well through this medical crisis because we've listened to the experts, the chief medical and health officers, the TGA.
Kelompok pembela hak asasi mengutuk pernyataannya mengenai gerakan Black Lives Matter. Nolan Hunter dari Amnesty International menyatakan pernyataan tersebut menyinggung dan terkesan bodoh.
clearly they're not the same things. Capitol Hill, what happened there was about a political democracy and a different purpose. Black Lives Matter was about people protesting about black people being killed. In Australia, the Black Lives Matter movement was also about Aboriginal people being killed. I think it's just ignorant.
Hunter mengatakan kematian sejumlah warga pribumi di dalam penjara tidak dapat diterima dan hal ini merupakan bagian terbesar dari gerakan Black Lives Matter di Australia. Ia menambahkan, para politisi seharusnya tidak mengabaikan gerakan tersebut di mana dukungan seluruh warga Australia diperlukan, khususnya untuk mencegah terjadinya kekerasan lebih lanjut.
Show leadership. Don't seek to dismiss a serious issue by trying to make it about something else. This is a serious issue. Australia takes it seriously. The Australian people who are protesting, the Aboriginal people who are protesting because they're sick of being killed, how can you not take that seriously in this day and age, given the history of this country and its treatment of Aboriginal people?
Berbagai cara penentangan dalam tahun-tahun terakhir berhasil mendapatkan daya tarik melalui online, namun censorship di media sosial merupakan masalah yang sedang berlangsung. Sebuah kelompok parlementer baru dibentuk dengan lebih dari 50 anggota parlemen dari berbagai kelompok. Mereka akan berdiskusi mengenai pengetatan peraturan dengan adanya pengawasan terhadap perusahaan teknologi yang berkuasa untuk mengatur isi postingan. Anggota Parlemen dari Partai Nasional, Dr. Anne Webster, dan pendiri kelompok parlementer mengatakan, menyeimbangkan kewajiban pemerintah di panggung global merupakan tantangan.
Well, I think censorship is part of the whole story about the responsibility that social media platforms have, holding presidents or personnel to account for what they post is an important component. I think what's happened is that we've got a civil society that went online about 20 years ago, and we've landed in this space, if you like, a new universe. And while the big techs are managing the connection side of things, I don't think that the civil component is being managed as well as it could be. And I think there is a role there for governments to play.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Sofia Petrovic bagi SBS News.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.